Ever hear of them called minnows?
Yes. But them minnows will grow large.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what are minnows, and do you use them for fish bait? But it's not like using a little bitty brim for a fish bait.
I don't know. I never did fish with them.
Yeah, with minnows.
With minnows, I always used worms.
Yeah. Well, what do you call, the insect that catches flies and stuff by building himself a little, spinning a little thing to...
Spiders.
Okay, and what if he spins?
Web.
Okay. And how about if there's one up in the corner of your ceiling? What do you call it?
Spider web.
If the spider's been gone for a month or so and you find it up there, do you still call it that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some folks call them cobwebs.
That's why I asked. Do you ever call it anything different outside the house?
No.
Okay. Well, and how would cobweb be different? Would that be one where the spider was, could the spider still be there and you call it a cobweb?
I don't know. I used to hear my grandma talking about getting the cobwebs down.
Yeah.
And when I was a child, I'd say to myself, well, that's a spider web. That's what my mother would say.
Yeah.
I wondered if it was because it was dusty and dirty, that web was, you know, was the reason she called it cobweb.
Uh-huh.
But I never did ask her.
Yeah. She'd say it anyway.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Was why she called it a cobweb.
Yeah, me too. Well, what about the bottom part of a tree or a plant that goes into the ground and drinks in the water? The part of the plant that's going down into the ground into the wood. If you plant something, if you move something, you might dig it up real careful so as not to damage the what?
The root.
Yeah, that's what I want. The what?
The root.
Okay. Or it will have a bunch of what? A tree will have a bunch of
roots.
That's what I want. Okay. What kind of trees grow around here?
Well, most any kind, I think, grows around here.
Okay.
There's a red oak, white oak, willow oak, and the cedars, and the willers.
Mm-hmm. What are the kind of evergreens? One with the long needles.
Pines.
Okay, well, cherries will grow on a
cherry.
Go see it.
Cherry tree.
That's what I want. What do you call, if you went out in the woods or in a field and you came back and a few days later you developed an itchy kind of a rash, you might say, well, I must have gotten into some...
poison oak.
Okay. What else might it have been besides poison oak?
Well, there's a vine they call a... carriage.
Okay. What is it like?
Well, there's some of it out yonder.
It's
a vine.
Uh-huh.
And it has little short leaves on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's as wide as my finger.
Uh-huh. As wide as your finger?
Yeah, and might be a little wider than that. Because
yeah.
It's
and there's
pointed.
Three of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think that's what I call poison ivy. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now poison ivy is what I always call poison ivy. It has a pretty bloom, but they call, mm-hmm. Well, now let me see, they call
is
that
it
the bush ivy.
Bush ivy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Does that have berries?
No, but it has a pretty bloom on it.
Uh-huh.